Chapter 9. The Army on Campaign. We come now to the question of encamping the army and observing signs of the enemy. Pass quickly over mountains and keep in the neighborhood of valleys. Camp in high places facing the sun. Do not climb heights in order to fight. This is the art of mountain warfare. After crossing a river, you should move far away from it. When an invading force crosses a river in its onward march, do not advance to meet it in midstream. It will be best to let half the army get across and then deliver your attack. If you are anxious to fight, you should not go to meet the invader near a river which he has to cross. Moor your craft further upriver from the enemy and facing the sun. Do not move upstream to meet the enemy. This is the art of river warfare.
This principle is illustrated by the victory of Han Sin at Wei River. The two armies were drawn up on opposite sides of the river. In the night, Han Sin ordered his men to take some 10,000 sacks filled with sand and construct a dam higher up. Then, leading half his army across the river, he attacked the enemy. But after a time, pretending to have failed in his attempt, he hastily withdrew to the other bank. The opposing general was much elated by this unlooked-for success, and exclaiming, "I felt sure that Han Sin was really a coward," he pursued him and began crossing the river in his turn. Han Sin sent a party to cut open the sandbags, thus releasing a torrent of water, which swept down and prevented the greater portion of the foe's army from getting across. He then turned upon this force, which had been cut off, and annihilated it, the enemy general himself being amongst the slain. The rest of the army on the further bank scattered and fled in all directions.
In crossing salt marshes, your sole concern should be to get over them quickly, without any delay. They lack both fresh water and forage, and expose the army to attack. If forced to fight in a salt marsh, you should have water and grass near you, and get your back to a clump of trees. This is the art of operating in salt marshes. In dry, level country, take up an easily accessible position with rising ground to your right and on your rear, so that the danger may be in front and safety lie behind. This is how to campaign in flat country.